We're back live as I try to put some numbers with some names on the Echo Cougar roster. We've got their roster, but no numbers. And I get a chance to visit with their head coach, Ben Campbell. And so they've got some names and numbers out of order. We've got several guys crossed off, so we'll try to figure it out as we go. J.P. Kent went down and talked to the coach. We've got it all squared away. So we'll fill in, I couldn't fill in my score sheet because I didn't know what the numbers were. I like to put them in order. And that's the other thing. They don't have them in numerical order. They're not in grade order. They're not in ABC order. It's a random roster with no numbers. So we'll try to get that going. But we do know they are 0-3. I mean, the way you get rosters from these Oregon schools is you have to go to a website, the OSAA website. It's a very informational website, and it tells their scores of their game. They have the Echo Boys three times. They played three straight days, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They were at Oregon, lost 82-14, lost to Wallowa, 34-19, lost to Joseph, 34-15. So 14, 19, and 15. They have struggled to score points, obviously, this season. This is the season opener for Alan Griffin's boys. We'll be right back as I get the roster filled in, and we'll get ready for boys basketball on 100.7 FM KSSF.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Okay, we're filling in the Echo roster as we go. Let's go and look at the Irish roster first, though. Alan Griffin, team lost one game short of making it to regionals last year. Ended up 12-11. The roster, top to bottom, Ben Needham, a 5'11 senior, Dale Galloway, a 5'10 senior, Adam Eskel, a 6'1 senior, so three seniors on the roster. The juniors are Tyler Jacobson at 5'10, Cameron Richmond at 5'11, Chris Ariano, a 5'9 junior, and Dominic Kelgard, a 6'1 junior. Needham, Jacobson, Ariano and Kelgard spent most of their time on the junior varsity roster last year, while Richmond played a lot at the varsity level. Sophomore on the varsity roster this year, Cole Meadham, a 6'3" sophomore, and then a talented freshman, Zach Leahy, listed at 6'3", rounds out the lineup. Well, I've had a chance to get the Echo lineup in order, more or less. We'll take a look at their roster. They have three seniors. Ryan Denning at 5'10", Devin Sather at 5'10", and Ulysses Ferreira at 5'9". Not much height. They have one player listed as 6 feet tall. That's Michael Thompson, a sophomore. And the rest are all 5'10", 5'9", 5'7", 5'5", 5'8". So a very small roster. As I mentioned, their scores early. They're really struggling offensively. I've got a couple more guys I've got to locate. Number 32 is Austin Chandler. And then we'll get the starters to you. Austin Chandler is a 5'11 freshman. And then number 34, who is a starter, Jacob Mersig. Mersig is a 5'10". He's a 14-year-old for Ben Campbell. Now I'll get their starter circle. Number 3, number 34, number 5, number 11, and number 21. For the Irish, they will start Ben Miedema, a 5'11 senior. Daryl Galloway, a 5'10 senior, will start. Cameron Richmond, a 5'11 junior, will start. Adam Eftel, a 6'1 senior, will start. And also Tyler Jacobson, a 5'10 junior. We'll start for Coach Griffin. The Coach Griffin squad, 3 seniors, 4 juniors, a sophomore, Colton, and a freshman, Zach Leahy. Starting for Echo, Devin Sather, a 5'10 senior, Ulysses Ferreira, a 5'9 senior, Michael Thompson, a lone 6-footer, the sophomore will start. Clay Jensen, a 5'5 freshman, will start, or a freshman starting at the varsity level. And Jacob Mersig, a 5'10 senior, will start. So Coach Campbell will start 3 seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Coach Griffin will start 3 seniors and 2 seniors. Dale Boyd, season opener. Echo looking for their first round, and this being their fourth game of the season. Take one more break, come back with the opening tip-off for the Boyd season on 100.7 FM. HFS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Do you ask yourself if you're getting the best bank for your buck? Would you like to have a bank that is small enough to know your name and gives you the high-tech conveniences of the bigger banks? At Community Bank, we've got you covered. Whether you prefer to step into the friendly branch and do your banking face-to-face, or you're short on time and prefer to bank through our mobile app. Great products and services, we've got you covered. Community Bank, member FDIC.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
This is KHSS.
Walla Walla. Well, we're ready to go. It starts the boys' season. Cameron Richmond will tip it up and tips it into backcourt. He controls it. Then Miedema runs around, down, and gets it to Daryl Galloway. Daryl bunting for the point, drive all the way. The basket goes up strong, goes up hard, hits the deck hard, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Daryl pushes it right down the lane, and he'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on Devin Sather. Our officials from the Blue Mountain Officials Association. We've got a brother duo, Brian and Jason Richard, along with Keith Barnes officiating. Daryl misses the first free throw. It's Sather. Capital A, or a long-sounding vowel. S-A-T-H-E-R, Sather. Not Sather, and Daryl misses both free throws, and Tyler Jacobson gets the rebound. Hits it to Cameron Richmond. Richmond leans into one off the iron, won't go. Rebound comes off to Sather. Sather pushes it the other way. Last year in Echo, the Irish control things for quite a bit of the game, but Echo stuck with it, caught the Irish, and beat them late in the ballgame. shot up by Thompson, won't go, rebound, Miedema. Miedema gets to the gallery, Darrell at half court, directing traffic, swings it to Eskel. Eskel fires, spot up three out there, won't go. Long rebound to Richmond. Cameron will shoot a deep three. It's way short, nicks the front rim, rebound by Sather. Cameron's got a little bit of a feathered hairdo, I guess you'd say, and a white headband going on. There's a shot up by Barrera. Won't go. Rebound inside, then Miedema. Nice work by the 5'11 senior, working for post position, getting the rebound. Richmond drives hard the other way, draws some contact, hits the bucket. Cameron scores it, and the Irish are on the board in the 2013-2014 season, lead at 2-0. The foul was on Verstig. His first, second on Echo, and Cameron completes the three-point play. Irish up 3-0. Man-to-man pressure, going to try to trap Barrera. Barrera gets it to Jensen. Back to Barrera. Pass inside, right to Miedema with the steal. Ahead to Richmond. Richmond will race to the basket. Scoops it over the front, lifts it in, and Cameron Richmond finishing nicely after the Irish steal on defense. They lead it 5-0. Now the ball is Merstig. Merstig into front court, gets it to Jensen. Jensen over to Barrera. Barrera back to Jensen. Jensen in the left corner now to Sather. Sather drives baseline, goes up strong and scores it. Nice shot by the 5'10 senior, Devin Sather. 5-2 Irish. Darrell pushed into front court. Up top between the circles is Richmond. Richmond to the foul line, kick out to Eskel. Eskel drives in the lane, puts up an 8-footer off the glass and in. Adam Eskel scores it. The Irish are up 7-2. They've scored in their last three possessions. 2 minutes and they get the okay, oh, it's a steal off the inbound, and he lays it in. They're putting it on the Cougars of Echo early, up 9-2. There's another steal off pressure. Eskel's got it, hands it off to Darrell Galloway. They'll set up, getting out of feed him on the baseline. He hits the shot. The Irish are hot, up 11-2. Timeout, Ben Campbell. The Echo Cougars having trouble against the Irish pressure. 5:36 to go, first quarter. Irish up 11-2 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
A Badgeon Toyota is 2013 clearance is on now with some of the best deals of the year. With every vehicle value priced, you're assured a great deal. And with 9 series featuring 0% for 60 months, there couldn't be a better time to buy. Check out the Prius C, 53 MPG City, 0% for 60 months, and priced starting under $21,000. Call or visit today, or check out ImagineToyota.com, named UB's Best of the Best and Toyota President's Award winner. Imagine Toyota Walla Walla, serving our community for over 30 years.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, 5:31 to go, first quarter. Irish out to a great start, up 11-2. Shot won't go by Thompson as the Cougars broke the press, now out of bounds on the rebound battle. Four different DeSales players have scored. You know, we have these double headers. I don't get a chance to talk to the boys' coaches, and I look down the Irish sideline. Alan Griffin is not present on the sidelines. He received a couple technical fouls at the very end of the Walla Walla Valley Academy game. Ball goes off of Darrell Galloway's face, and the other way come the Cougars. Air ball picked out of there by Richmond. But anyway, Allen, by rule, must sit out a game. And that being last year was the last game of the season, so he has to sit out the first game this season. But Kevin Miedema, assistant coach, will run the show. Irish up 13-2. Who scored that last basket, Chuck? Cameron scored again. Cameron's got 7 points. Down low to Jensen. The 6-footer shot won't go. Rebound Ben Miedema. Ben's really controlling the board for the Irish right now. Galloway now on the right wing to Miedema. Miedema running right-handed shot. Glass of him. He lifts and he says, I ain't doing that again. That was a little out of control. Got himself up in the air, wasn't quite sure what to do. But it's been a great start for the Irish. There's another steal by the Sails. Galloway's got it in front court. Pass tipped away, but now Richmond's got a heat. Twists and turns, puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound Barrera. Barrera will survey the floor the other way. Galloway pushing him to the right. Forces him to pick up his dribble. Now Jensen with it on the right wing. Jacobson on him. Down low it goes to Jensen. Jensen back up to Barrera. Barrera over to Sather. Sather back to Barrera. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Kick in the corner to Jensen. Long shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball still loose. Ball on the floor. Diving for it is Jacobson, I think, on the floor. It rolls out of bounds. Last touch by the royal blue-shirted Echo Cougars. Set up by Tyler Jacobson. Cole Miedema and Chris Mariano check in, as says, excuse me, Dominic Kelgard. Kelgard is 6'1 junior. Mariano a 5'9 junior. Meet him, the tallest player on the Irish roster, a 6'3 sophomore. Leahy, the freshman, also listed at 6'3. And getting after Galloway and stealing the ball away from him is Clay Jensen. No, check that. That's Danny Tapo, a 5'8 junior, is checked in. So Tapo stealing the ball away from Galloway. Galloway knocks it away from Murstig, and the other way they go back to Galloway. Shot will go. Rebound Ariano on the follow-up, and he can't hit the shot. Knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. Well, the Sails, after the fast start, up 11-2. It's got a little ragged. They lead 13-2 right now. Inbound to Kelgard. 12-footer on the baseline. Sean won't go. Rebound tips. Goes out of bounds. Off of... Fischel yelled white, but he pointed blue. But he's going to give it to White. Now the right corner goes to Galloway. Down low to Kelgard. Kelgard reverse lane up. And a nice move by Dominic Kelgard. 6'1 junior, spun to his right, went all the way up and under, and put it in off the glass from the left side. The fifth different DeSales player to score, the Irish boys up 15-2. Up with a shot is Tapo. Tapo shot off Amonko, rebound Cole Miedema. Miedema stripped from behind by Tapo, and then it goes off of Miedema's leg and out of bounds. The tall guy, Cole, made the mistake of bringing the ball down to his hip, which allowed Tapo, who's just 5'8", to slap it away. An insult to injury, it went off of Cole's leg and out of bounds. Galloway's going to get a break. Cameron Richmond checks back in. Cameron already 7 points in this ballgame. Inbound to Sather. He tries to get it inside, knocked away by Kelgard. Now with it coming the other way is Eskel. Nice defense by Kelgard. To Ariano, up top to Richmond, top of the key, looking inside against the man-to-man defense. Give and go, pass to Richmond, to meet him, back to Richmond, slapped away, foul called inside as Barrera caught reaching in on the entry pass. Third foul on the Cougars. The Irish have yet to commit a foul. 2:24 to go in a quickly played first quarter. Eskel out high with it, down the right wing to Kelgard. Lob down low to meet him. He's fouled hard before the shot, they say, by Danny Tapo. Four fouls now on Echo. Irish will inbound with a fresh shot clock, get into Kelgard. He loses the handle out of bounds. Dominic working hard to get open, couldn't find the handle from the left side. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Echo, just one field goal, that by Devin Sather on a baseline drive. Now the front court comes Ulysses Barrera. Barrera to Mercig at the left elbow. Hands it off to Tapo. Tapo drives in, puts up the shot, won't go. We got a whistle and a foul, and he'll earn free throw. Miedema picks up the foul. So Danny Tapo, 5'8 junior, has been very active since coming in off of Coach Campbell's bench. He misses the free throw. 2:01 to go, first quarter. The Sales boys off to a great start here in the first quarter, up 15-2 against a very offensively challenged Echo Cougar boys team. They've scored 14, 19, and 15 points in their three losses. Tapo hits the second free throw. And then Tapo slots the ball away at the other, and boy, that guy hustles. They tried to get it quickly down low to Miedema running after the made free throw, but Tapo hustled back and slapped it away. Now Zach Leahy, the freshman, will get his first high school action. His sister Hannah celebrated her birthday with some 6 points, I think, in the girls' game, as the girls won it 48-20. And at the junior, Zach, a freshman, listed at 6'3". They swing it around to Richmond on the right wing for three. Up the end, that won't go. Rebound, Kjellgaard goes up strong and scores it. Dominic Kjellgaard, 6'1 junior, very athletic and physical since coming in off the Irish bench. Sails up 17-3. Pass goes to Mersey. Up top it goes to Tapo. Tapo on the dribble drive in the lane. 8-footer off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Kjellgaard. Dominic. Solid in the post. That's coming in. Now to Richmond. Richmond drives the baseline. Kicks on to Leahy on the baseline for a 15-footer. Won't go. I described that incorrectly. Richmond drove down the line and kicked it on the baseline to Leahy. Echo with the rebound. Ferreira swings it to Sather. He'll fire the three. That's wide open. Air ball, but it goes right to Tapo, and Tapo scores it. Tapo, little gamesmanship there, pushed Richmond in the back to get position for that air ball. The referee didn't see it, and Tapo has three of their 5 points. There's a steal by Tapo. Tapo goes the other way and lays it in. Danny Tapo has five of the Cougars' 7 points. The Irish lead is at 10, 17-7. 43 seconds to go, first quarter. Richmond up top to Kjellgaard. Lob inside to Meadham. Meadham lays it in. Nice pass by Kjellgaard. Good low post position by Meadham. Good fundamental basketball by the Irish. The sixth different DeSales player to score here in the first quarter. Kjellgaard with a steal at the elbow. He races the other way. Tries to put the brakes on and he travels. I like what Dominic Kjellgaard has shown us. Offense, defense, rebounding, and an assist all here in his minutes in the first quarter. Galloway checks in for Ariano with 23.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. The sales up 19-7. Tyler Jacobson set to check in, but he'll have to wait as they've inbounded the ball. Tapo will bring it into front court, gets the screen, pulls up the elbow right side, Richmond back on him now. Now to Sather in the right corner. Gets by Leahy, still on the dribble, drives baseline, goes up strong and scores it. Sather's got four. Irish lead at 10 at 19-9. Galloway pulls up from three at the buzzer and won't go. Darrell out of good luck. Well, Echo is down 15-2 to finish on a 7-4 run. 19-9 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS. The Irish in the lead.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
I got some nice in-game stats from John Crowley, who's out with the foot injury, suffered the third week of the football season, keeping stats. And shooting, the Irish 9 of 15 in that first quarter, Echo 4 of 12. Irish up 19-9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players have scored. Cameron Richmond has 7. Tapo down low to Sather. Sather double-teamed by Meadham and Leahy. Pass out of there, stolen by Galloway. Galloway up the left side, looking inside. Nobody up, keeps backing it in. 8-footer off the ammo go. Rebound Meadham of it. He was all over the backside of Ryan Denning. 5'10 seniors checked in. Cole pick up the foul. His first, second on the Irish. To start the second quarter for the Irish, well, it's going to change now. Meadham and Leahy are going to sit down. And 22 seconds into the second quarter, Espel and Meadham come back in. So it's the starting lineup on the floor for the Irish right now. Jacobson, Galloway, Richmond, Ben Meadham, and Espel. Tapo gets himself in the air, loses control of the ball, right to Richmond, to Jacobson. Jacobson free. It's off the mark. Air ball by Tyler. He's got to shake that one off. No worries. For the Cougars, Merstig and Barrera, who started the game, are in there, as is Sater. Capo's in off the bench. He's done a nice job. And Ryan Denning, 5'10 senior, did not play in the first quarter. He's got the ball down low against the Irish Press. Shot won't go, but Sater's right there for the follow-up. And Devin Sater now has 6 points, and just like that, Echo's got it down to single digits, 19-11. Baseline pass to Jacobson from 14 feet. He's got it. Nothing but net. Tyler left wide open on the left baseline. Galloway found him. Tyler drops it in. 21-11 to Sales. Lead back to 10. Pass in the middle, stolen by Eskel. Capo threw it right to Adam, who's playing the passing lane, getting back on defense. Galloway will pull up from three, just dribble to the top of the key and shot it up. Won't go, rebound it, Barrera. Barrera has it stripped by Galloway. Darrell saves it, falls into the stand. A couple of his senior classmates save him, Neil LeConte and Jared Conan. Neil, a very frustrating issue with some hamstring injuries, wasn't able to play football and now is not able to play basketball. Very talented senior, but he's forced to watch. 20 on the shot clock. Sather drives baseline again. Kick out to Tapo. Tapo for three. Off the ammo go. Rebound tip. Richmond comes out of there with it on the right wing. Now it's the right sideline. He wants to push it in the lane. Back to the basket. Still in the dribble. Kick out to Galloway. Cross court pass to Eskel. Open from three on the right wing. Won't go. Rebound. Barrera. All blue shirts underneath. 6 minutes to go in the half. 21-11 to Sales. Echo with the basketball in the front court down to my left. Tapo drives right side, cut off on the wing by Richmond. Now top it goes to Barrera. Galloway checking him, hand checking him. Darrell always playing those little mind games. Pass inside to Tapo. He shit balls loose out of bounds. Last touch by DeSale. 5:43 to go in the half. 12 on the shot clock. Clay Jensen, freshman who started the ball game, checks in for Barrera. Jensen's neon green shoes. Pass up top goes to Merstig. Merstig gets it over to Jensen. Jensen, the freshman, with Galloway on him. Jensen, good ball handling. Not much height for the freshman. Just 5'5". Pass inside to Merstig. He beats the shot clock. So, 8 point to Sales lead now, 21-13 is Echo. Didn't panic when the shot clock ran down. Galloway pass inside to Richmond. Richmond finds some room, can't the shot, falls, rolls over, gets up, heads the other way. Nice entry pass by Galloway. Cameron couldn't finish the traffic, but he strips Sather the other way. Now Eskel with the ball. Eskel the other way gets it to Richmond. Richmond goes up strong and lays it in. Nice defense by the Irish. Good job by Eskel getting it to the playmaker, Cameron Richmond. Cameron's got 9 points. Irish lead is back up to 10 at 23-13. 4:49 to go in the first half. Now I got a whistle and a foul on the drive as Tapo was going to the basket. And he was held by Ben Miedema. That's Ben's second foul. Only three fouls on the Irish. The Cougars picked up four quick ones and haven't committed a foul since then. Been a pretty cleanly played first half. Tapo pass inside to Jensen. Freshman kicks it in the left corner to Sather. Sather drives. Kick back out to Jensen. The 5'5 freshman looking inside. Up top it goes to Tapo. Tapo or Tapo, T-A-P-P-O. Tapo drives in, goes up on Miedema and scores, and he's fouled. Ben Miedema got three fouls. I'll tell you what. Danny Tapo has 7 of the 15 Cougar points. And they're within 8 points now after the Irish were up. I think it was 15-2. Might even have been 17-2. And just like that, the Cougars have a chance to cut it from 7 with a Tapo free throw. Dominic Kelgard's going to check in, as is Chris Ariano. Miedema and Richmond sit down. Miedema now has 3 of the 4 Irish fouls. Tapo, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Hits the three-point play. So Danny Tapo, the 5'8 junior off of Coach Campbell's bench, producing. He has 8 of their 16 points. Swing it to Eskel for 3. Won't go. out. Esso follows. Shot gets his own rebound. Reverse lay-in. Partially blocked out of there by Sainer. Loose ball run down the left corner by Jacobson. He'll fire three. It's an air ball. Kilgard puts it out of the air. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound Esso. Esso trying to find some room. He goes up strong. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Misses again. Wow. How many chances are the Irish going to get? Physical in there. No call. Letting them play. Echo clears the board finally. And it was Clay Jensen, the small player on the floor, got it. Now an air ball by the Cougars, and it hits the end line. Turnover. Wild sequence a moment ago. Down the Irish end. And the smallest player on the floor, Clay Jensen, finally came out of the pack with it. 3:52 to go in the half. Irish up 23-16 with the ball. Galloway deep on the left wing. Surveys the defense. Man-to-man defense by the Cougars. Galloway will fire the three, and he hits the front. They are really sagging off Darryl, and he makes them pay there with the three. Darryl's got five, and the Irish are back up by 10 at 26-16 after Echo has cut it to seven. Capo loses the ball. Jacobson's got it. Jacobson puts up a wild shot off the bottom of the backboard, and then it goes off his leg as he was standing with 1 foot out of bounds, 1 foot inbounds. Good heads-up call by the officials. It hit his leg inbounds, but one of his feet was standing out of bounds. So Capo does some good things for the Cougars, but that time he tried to go behind the back between a double team, and that's not going to work. He's got the ball again, Galloway on him. Pass to the elbow, crossed away by Calgary. Controlled by Dominic. Dominic racing the other way, leaves it too strong. Ariano will follow it up and lay it in. Chris Ariano, good hustle. Dominic Calgary, good defense and hustle. And the Irish are up 28-16. Galloway cuts off Capo. Now on the right wing goes to Thompson. Thompson to Sather lose it. Tips around back to Capo on the right wing. Galloway on him. Capo can't find any room to shoot. Wild pass inside right to Kjellgaard. Dominic Kjellgaard knows where the ball is. He has been extremely productive in his minutes off the bench. Darryl Galloway, a little hesitation, dribble down the middle, shot won't go. Fights for his own rebound, out of bounds, off Darryl. 28-16, so the Irish have scored five in a row after Eklund cut it to 7 points. And now into the ballgame for the Irish is Isaiah Standard. Isaiah listed on the junior varsity roster, but suiting up for the varsity game tonight is 6 foot sophomore. And he is wearing number 43, so we'll get him in the score sheet. Merced gets it to Tapo. Tapo's passed down low to a new player in the ballgame, Austin Chandler. Freshman. We got a three-pointer by Tapo, and he's fouled by Galloway. Tapo was deep. Galloway was pressuring him. He just hucked it up there and dropped it in, and he hit the deck. So Tapo, with 11 of the Cougars' 19 points and a chance to make a rare 4-point play, Galloway's first foul. And just like that, it's back to a 9-point game. Tapo misses the free throw, rebound Standard. Isaiah gets it to Galloway. Darryl in the front court, 2:14 to go in the first half. Swing it over to Jacobs on the left wing, drives baseline, 14-footer on the way, he's got it. Tell you what, Tyler likes that spot. He scored it, then a late whistle well after the shot. And I think Ben Campbell's wondering the same thing I was. There's really nobody around Jacobs when he shot that. But they're going to call the foul on, not sure who. Jacobson completes the three-point play, though. Tyler's got 5 points all in this quarter, and the Irish back up by 12. They say number 22, but there is no 22 on the Cougar roster or on the floor right now. So I'm going to say it must have been on 32, Austin Chandler. Long shot by Barrera, backboard, nothing else, Galloway running down. Sales with the ball, a 12-point lead, 1:45 to go in the half. Darryl, just right of the top of the key, now backs it out deep on the right wing. Directing traffic, wants it to get to Kjellgaard down low, posting up, but he's not open. They'll get it out to Richmond. Richmond out near half court, wants to use the screen from Kjellgaard. Forces his way inside, push it up strong over the front lip and score it. Cameron's got 11 points. So it's Cameron Richmond for the Irish with 11 and Danny Tapo for the Cougars with 11. The Irish have a much better supporting cast offensively as six different Irish players, 8 different Irish players have scored. 33-19, Galloway strips it from Ferreira at half court, but Ferreira gets it back. Now DuTapo down low for Jensen. He's fouled from behind by Isaiah Standard. That's the sixth foul on the Irish. Zach Leahy will check in for Dominic Kellegard. So Isaiah Standard will finally get a chance to write him down in the scorebook. He's listed as a 6-foot sophomore. Inbounded to Austin Chandler, 5'11 freshman, bright orange socks and reddish orange shoes. He's easy to find out there. Fader, fade away from 14, won't go. Leahy with the rebound, outlet to Galloway. Sails with the ball and a 14-point lead. They've answered the mini run by Echo. Down low to Standard, left wide open. Nobody on him. Can't hit the shot, though. Ball's loose on the floor and the rebound. Dribbling out of there. Tapo slaps it to Ferreira. Ferreira in the front court gets by Richmond. Richmond slaps away from behind, though. Galloway's got it racing the other way. Tapo's going to grab him and foul him, and that's an intentional foul by Tapo. So he did it. Not sure it's a good idea to do the intentional foul, but he did it the right way. He didn't hack at him. He didn't try to throw him into the padding. He just grabbed him by the arms and held him down. And so Darryl will shoot two free throws, and the Irish will get the ball with 25.4 seconds to go in the first half. Darryl hits the free throw. Darryl's got 6 points now. Very productive offensively have the Irish been in the first half. 34-19, they lead it. Speaking of that, the 19 points for Echo is impressive for them. That equals their season high as they are off to a rough start at 0-3. A 34-19 loss to Wallawa was their high watermark. 14 and 15 points for other two games. Get it to Leahy. Leahy fires a three off the inbound. Won't go. From the right corner. Rebound Tapo. I'm assuming those scores are correct. Came off the OSAA website. Tapo on the left wing, shot up, won't go, rebound Leahy. Leahy dribbles to half court, gets it to Richmond on the left wing. Richmond draws the contact, threw it too hard, offensive foul on Cameron Richmond. Put his shoulder down and the defense was waiting for him. Easy call for the official with 3.9 seconds left in the first half. But the Sales saw Echo get it down to 7, but they have it up to 15 now, and the Guerrero throwing up on the right wing in the first half. So a good first half of the season for the DeSales boys. They're up 34-19. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Lady Irish got this double out header off to a good start with a 48-20 win. And the Irish boys have got their first half of their first game off to a nice start. They jumped out to an early, I think it was either 15-2 or 17-2 lead. And Danny Tapo for Echo came off the Cougar bench to score 5 points in the first quarter to keep it close at 19-9 after 8 minutes. The Irish pushed it out to about 14 or 15 again early in the second quarter, but then Tapo got it going, completed a rare 4-point play as he scored 7 points in the second quarter, and the Cougars actually had it down to a 7-point ball game at one point, but the Irish got it going and ended up outscoring the Cougars 15-10 in the second quarter and lead at 34-19 at the half. Well, As is tradition, at halftime of the boys' broadcast, we will visit with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls won 48-20. We'll have that visit with Coach Duncan when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Oh. We're back live at DeSales High School. Halftime of the boys contest. They're up 34-19 on the Echo Cougars. And with me is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, who got his 19th season off on a winning note with a 48-20 win over the Echo Lady Cougars. And it's always nice to get that first game under your belt and get a win, Coach Duncan. And we talked off the air. We played Echo in the Christmas tournament. We played them at their place last year. A much improved ball club for Echo, but talk about how your girls responded to that in their season opener.
Well, they were. I mean, last year, they're just light years better than they were last year. And, I, you know, for whatever reason, I know they've got a new coach, and I think he's done a good job with them. They had some girls that didn't play in that game last year that, you know, whether they were JV kids or whatever. And I know last year when we played them, they lost their best player on the day of that game. So that had a little bit to do with it. But I just think they're just a lot better this year than they were last year, and which I was pleased about early on. But, you know, we just kept the pressure on them and kept the pace, you know, where we really wanted it and where they didn't like it. And I thought our kids worked really hard and in our pressure. And, you know, fundamentally we weren't real good. Discipline-wise, we weren't real good. But, you know, as long as you're working hard, you can kind of work through some mistakes. And that's kind of the way it was tonight.
Yeah, plenty to work on, but plenty of positives as well. You get a week, to get your season started a week later than you'd hoped. And now basically you have a three-game week here.
Right.
And so Wednesday and Thursday you'll practice and play Mack High Friday and travel to Oakdale to take on TV. What are maybe a couple, two or three things you're really going to focus on the next couple of days of practice?
We're going to work a little bit harder on our discipline and our health defense. You know, I didn't think it was very good at times. I thought a couple of our newer kids, I thought Stacia Theo played really good defense. Particularly health defense. So we're going to work on our health defense a little bit, you know, do a little better job of converting inside. I thought our kids early on started out pretty well, but then we missed some easy shots. And then we're going to shoot better. I think we'll shoot better once we get into the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, I think I mentioned on the air, I said I've watched enough of Coach Duncan's game. He's not going to tell him to quit shooting.
No,
The only way you're going to get better shooting is shooting the ball.
Right.
As a friend of ours would say, we are firing it with it. And that will only get better. But But a lot of good things, 48-20 win, Dairy Queen player of the game.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm going to give it to Claire Conley. I thought Claire really came in and gave us great minutes off the bench, and with Allison in foul trouble, she played maybe a couple more minutes than she normally would have, but I thought she played really well.
Yep, 6 points, led our team with 9 rebounds.
Yep.
Great choice, as always. Well, Coach, we'll talk to you Friday.
Okay.
Freewater.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan's girls, a 48-20 win against a much-improved Echo Cougar team. And sometimes you worry. You beat them last year 61-14, and next thing you know, they show up with a much better ball club. Maybe your girls are overconfident, but the Lady Irish executed pretty well from start to finish. Obviously still plenty to work on. So the good news for the DeSales boys, were up 48-19. 34-19. It was the Lady Irish who scored 48. And the Irish have got points from a lot of different guys, but defensively, they have given up 19 points to the Cougars, and that equals their season high in a team that's 0-3. And let's see what the Irish boys come out with defensively for adjustments and keep that offensive balance going. We'll look at the statistical totals and the calendar moving forward when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder. Is your heating system ready for the long winter? We're Total Comfort Solutions and we can help. For a limited time, receive our precision tune-up for just $89. Our certified technicians will inspect your heating system to ensure it is performing at its peak efficiency for your family's safety and comfort. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868, a proud sponsor of the DeSales Fighting Irish.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. It's just about ready to start the second half. Let's look at scoring in the first half. For Echo, 2 points for Jacob Merstig, 6 points for Devin Sather, and 12 points for Danny Capo, the 5A junior off the bench. Scored 5 in the first quarter, 7 in the second quarter, including a 4-point play off a 3-pointer where he was fouled and made the free throw. Only 3 Cougars have scored. 9 DeSales players, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 DeSales players have scored. 2 for Ben Miedema, 2 for Adam Eskel, 2 for Chris Ariano, 2 for Cole Miedema, 4 for Dominic Kelgard, 5 for Tyler Jacobson, 6 for Daryl Galloway, and 11 for Cameron Richmond. So excellent offensive balance for the Irish. Assistant coach Kevin Miedema standing on the sideline watching his team work offensively. Now in front of the Irish bench to my left, Daryl Galloway takes a 16-footer on the first possession. Won't go. Rebound Echo. Richmond, Galloway, Ben Miedema, Tyler Jacobson, and Adam Eskel on the floor for DeSales. Pass in the right wing goes to Sather. Sather tries to dump it down low, slapped away by Eskel. Adam Eskel plays very good defense for the Irish. Anticipates very well. Ulysses Ferreira inbounds it to Sather. Sather goes baseline. Powers up inside, shot won't go. Rebound Ben Miedema. Sater likes to go baseline strong, does the 5'10 senior. The Irish collapsed on him nicely. Galloway lets the traffic go by, now dribbles right to left out front, now top key to Richmond. Richmond dribbles right wing, cut off by Jensen, the 5'5 freshman. Richmond still with the dribble. Down low on the cut to the basket is Jacobson. It goes in and out and stays out. Nice little backdoor cut by Jacobson. Tyler couldn't finish on the nice pass from Richmond. And then Barrera and Sather can't get on the same page. And Barrera throws it away. We've got a quick timeout by the Irish bench as we get ready to start just a minute and 3 seconds into the second half. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Sales girls and boys will travel to Melton Freewater on Friday to take on Mackay. Girls at 6, boys to follow. And then Saturday we'll travel to Oaksdale in a makeup game, a season opener that was supposed to happen last Tuesday. But the snow and ice and cold hit the area, and the athletic directors chose to postpone it and reschedule it, which worked out nice, I think, because instead of traveling up there on a cool night on a Tuesday, we'll head up there on a Saturday. After the timeout, the Irish will inbound it. Darryl Galloway will push it hard into front court, kick it back out to Richmond. He'll fire the three. Off the end won't go. Rebound Galloway inside. Galloway muscles himself up, way up. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound off the head of Sather. Won't go. Gets it back again. Darryl trying to clear out. He's called for traveling. Tell you what, the Irish are getting up a lot of shots. Unofficially, 41 first half shots for DeSales to just 22 for Echo. The Irish made 15 of 41, just 1 of 11 from 3. There's a knockaway steal by Esco. Gallagher's got the loose ball back to Esco. Running out of bounds, catches it as he goes out of bounds, tries to save it to Richmond, stolen by Barrera. Richmond tries to pick up the charge and falls to the ground, but he picks up the foul. And a nice sportsmanship by Merstig and Michael Thompson both go ahead and help Cameron up. Cameron picks up his second foul. 6:26 to go in the third quarter. 34-19 to sail. Irish have a 15-point lead. Neither team has scored here nearly 2 minutes into this third quarter. Thompson up top to Jensen, the freshman, for three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Richmond has it stripped by Jensen, but it goes right to Galloway. I'll tell you what, the freshman for Echo hustles all over the place. In fact, you can't fault the Echo hustle. Obviously, they have some issues executing offensively. Richmond tried to rip one in to meet him, but it goes right off the back of Merstig. No chance for that pass to get through the blue shirts. Turnover on the Irish. Barrera up top to Sather. Sather, 18-footer straight away off the iron, won't go. Rebound at Richmond. Richmond ahead to Esco. Esco behind the defense, fouled hard by Sather. And Esco go line. I'll tell you what, Sather took a whack at it. As Devin Sather picks up his second, and that'll slow things down for a moment. Neither team has scored here. 5:38 to go, third quarter. Esco has 2 points. Adams' first trip to the free throw line, and it falls short. The Irish are 3 of 6. In the first half, unofficially from the line. Sather's going to come out. I think Coach Campbell got to love the hustle from the senior, but maybe a little too physical there on the rejection attempt, trying to make Esco earn it. Adams hits the second free throw. The first point of the second half has been scored, and the Irish are up 35-19. They'll press full court. Merstig with the ball up the left side to Jensen, the freshman. Gets in the front court to Barrera. Barrera's passed down low, stolen by Esco. Esco ahead to Richmond. Richmond will lay it in over the front rim. Cameron at his fingertips on the rim and laid it up over the front. 13 for Cameron. Got a whistle and jump ball called as Barrera is tied up. 37-19 to Sales. And the jump ball arrow in favor of the Cougars. They'll bring it to front court. Thompson stripped, falls to the floor, ball loose. Jacobson's got it, throws it over Galloway's head and out of bounds. So teams trade turnovers there. 5:07 to go, third quarter. Inbound goes to Barrera. Now to Merstig. Merstig back to Barrera, and he just drops it out of bounds. Echo's hustle and effort those first 2 minutes is worn off as Barrera just dropped the ball. And the substitution for Echo and Danny Tapo, the one bright spot for Echo offensively, checked in off the bench. He had 12 first half points. Hopefully, Coach Campbell, I'm sure, is hoping he can do the same here in the second half, as Echo has not scored since the intermission. On the baseline to Echo, on the give and go, come back to Miedemann, then Miedemann scores it. Then Miedemann in the corner, passed it on the baseline, down low on the block to Echo, they double-teamed him, he passed it over the double-team right to Miedemann for the nice running hook shot. Ben's got four, we've got a foul on Echo the other way. Picks up his first, trying to cut off Jensen on the baseline. They inbound the ball to Thompson, back to Jensen. Jensen, the freshman, tries to find some room on the left side, can't do it. Esco on him. Now top it goes to Barrera. Barrera picks up the dribble at the top of the key, pass on the sideline to Tapo, tipped away and stolen by Galloway, and then Darrell steps on the sideline. Nice steal by Darrell, but couldn't tightrope the sideline in front of the scorer's table. 4:21 to go in the third, 39-19. DeSales with the lead, Echo with the ball. 5-0, the Irish rebound scored Echo in the second half. Merstig from 15, backboard, nothing else. Jacobson picks up the loose ball. Gets it to Galloway, quickly up court to Richmond, finds Miedemann wide open underneath, and he misses the lay-in and then tips the rebound out of bounds. Then Miedemann, nobody around him underneath. Can't finish. Galloway, a quick pass to Richmond, then to Miedemann behind the defense, but he can't quite pull the trigger. 39-19, DeSales up by 20 here in the third quarter. Barrera on the baseline, shot won't go, goes off Miedemann's head, out of bounds. That's one of those shots where it kind of hit the bottom of the rim, which you don't think is very possible, but the ball came down quickly and hit Ben right in the head and went out of bounds. And his younger brother, Cole, the sophomore, will check in. Dominic Kjellgaard also checks in as Eskel sits down. So Kjellgaard and Miedemann off the bench, and I got the officials saying, hey, let's quit pushing each other around. Miedemann and Merstig pounding on each other. Good bit of officiating. Both players are smiling. They say, hey, the officials still got a hold of the ball. So it's knocking each other around. Now they'll push each other around a little bit as they get inbounds to Barrera. Barrera drives right to left, cut off in the lane, try to find some room, kick it out to Tapo. Tapo trying to find the dribble, gets it to Barrera. Barrera drives in, throws up a wild shot, hits the deck, landed right on his face on the floor. He's shook up a little bit, but he'll get up and shake it off and head the other way. Here come the Irish. Kjellgaard, baseline drive, underhanded shot, goes off the bottom of the backboard. Folks, it's ugly right now. That's all the way it is to it. Sales has outscored it. Echo 5-0. Galloway with a steal off front. We'll drive the other way, and he'll lay it in. Galloway's got 8 points. 41-19 to DeSales. 3 minutes to go in the third. So I was praising Echo's offense after scoring 19 as their season high for a game coming in. They had 19 in the first half, but now they haven't scored here in the third quarter. Zach Leahy will check in for Jacobson. So it's Galloway and Richmond, two players who started the game for the Irish, along with reserves off the bench, Dominic Kjellgaard, Cole Miedemann, and Zach Leahy. So the Irish have all their height out there right now. They lob it inside to Miedemann at 6'3". He puts it up off the air, won't go. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the officials, neither one of them saw it, so they're going to say it's a jump ball. And it will stay there. Now, Leahy had a chance to grab that ball, just kind of watched it roll out of bounds. Fortunately, the arrow in favor of the Irish. Cameron Richmond inbound it in front of the Irish cheering section. Up top it goes to Galloway. Darrell between the circles will shoot the three as nobody comes out on him. In and out won't go. Rebound tips around. Rebound Thompson. Thompson stripped by Richmond. Richmond goes 1-on-3, little crossover dribble. He lays it in. Cameron Richmond steals it and says 1-on-3, no problem. He's got 15 points. Irish are up by 24, 43-19. Echo, 6 minutes into this third quarter, have not scored. It's getting worse. Sather shoots it off from the right baseline, and it goes behind the backboard, off the bracing and out of bounds. I'm sure Ben Campbell was hopeful that the 19 first half points were the sign that his team was going to get it going offensively a little bit. But Echo coming in with an 0-3 record. Has scored only 19 points being their high for the season. Are stuck on 19 right now. Joe Mason has checked in, gets inside to meet him. A little post move right, steps left, and misses a shot off the glass. Rebound Slater. So Joe Mason has checked in off the Irish bench. Tapo. Pass inside to Mersteeg. Mersteeg tries to power from Miedema. Shot blocked by Miedema. Miedema at 6'3", all over Mersteeg at 5'10". Swing it to Mason the other way. Mason with the white headband. Ariano also in there. He's got one on. Richmond's wearing one as well. But he's on the bench right now. Leahy drives right to left, he'll stop the lane, puts it up off the glass, won't go, rebound Miedema, he puts it back in. Irish getting a lot of players in minutes in this ball game, which you like in a season opener. A minute to go, third quarter, 45-19 to Sales. Pass inside to Mersteeg, knocked away by Miedema. Loose ball picked up by Galloway, pass ahead for Leahy, stolen by Sather. Sather will survey the defense. The other way, kicked by Leahy, ball's loose on the floor. Sather gets it away from Galloway. Now to Ellis, to Tapo. Shot won't go, rebound Leahy, and he's trying to protect the ball, and he's fouled. I said Ellis, that's Jensen. So Austin Chandler has checked in, picks up a foul. And Ben Miedema is going to check in for little brother Cole. Cole, nice block shot a moment ago. Fundamentally, kept his hand straight up in the air and let the 5'10 Mersteeg shoot the ball into his hands. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Irish up 45-19. Galloway drives all the way to the basket and lays it in. Put the shoulder down, got in the lane. Nobody stopped him. Darrell's got 10. 47-19. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Sather into the lane, puts it up and in. But finally, with 20 seconds to go in the third, Echo gets their first bucket of the second half. Sather steps right, spun into the lane from his left side, put it up strong with the right hand. 47-21. Ariano on the right wing. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Now Mason with it. Not sure the Irish are aware of the clock. Pass out low to Leahy. He sees the clock. He'll shoot a first. Leaves it short. Great defense in the third quarter for the Irish. They hold Echo to just 2 points and lead the Cougars 47-21 with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's put you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest, a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese, and our seasoned roast beef, add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's finest and Pizzari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish have been solid offensively. 19 first quarter points, 15 in the second, 13 in the third. And the defense has been good against, quite frankly, an inept offensive team in Echo. 9 they gave up in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, but just 2 in the third quarter. Jensen's long 3 off the inbound, won't go. Rebound, Ben Miedema. Head to Chris Ariano. Strip gets the ball back, gets it to Ben Miedema, now to Cameron Richmond. Richmond will fire the 3 off the iron, won't go. Rebound inside Ben Miedema. Miedema puts the ball on the floor with a right-handed hook shot, he scores it. Crown made of a move for Ben Miedema. He's got six. The Irish up 49-21. And having some fun out there. That's what it's all about. On the left wing, goes to Jensen. Jensen, baseline. Gets by Ben Miedema. Ball's loose on the baseline. Adam Eskel's got it. Eskel, Leahy, Richmond, Ben Miedema, and Chris Arion on the floor for the Irish. Richmond on the drive. He's stripped by Jensen. The freshman goes the other way. Puts it up strong. He's trapped by Ariano. The ball's trapped. Pinned. Jump ball is the call. Good hustle by Chris Ariano on the defense. Nice steal by Jensen. Richmond put his shoulder down, drove the basket. Jensen, the freshman, stripped him. Down low to Leahy. Leahy turns, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound battle inside. Tipped around. Tapo for the Cougars comes out of there with it. Surveys the defense. Bounce pass from the right side to Chandler. He puts up a running 8-footer, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball still loose. Ball still loose. Eskel can't get the handle on. It goes out of bounds. Austin Chandler, a 5'11 freshman, and Zach Leahy, the 6'3 freshman, are really going at it down low, trying to control that basketball. Sater drives in off the inbound shot, won't go, gets his own rebound. We have bodies on the floor. Ball's out of bounds, and it's off Leahy. Zach Leahy, the freshman, is learning about the physical play of high school basketball right now. He's getting knocked around like a pinball in there. He'll figure it out. And there's a guy that's not afraid of a little contact coming into the ball game. Dominic Kelgard is way he's going to sit down. Inbound the ball to Jensen. In the left corner goes to Tapo. Tapo for three. He's got it. Danny Tapo has been the bright spot for the Cougars. He's got 15 points. Pass inside for Richmond. He's stripped. Ball's loose. Richmond's going to hit the deck of sheep. Cameron. Cameron got up. I'm not sure what his doing, but he got knocked around. He come up swinging, but there was nobody around. That was kind of funny looking, actually. They called the foul on Merceeg, his second, and the Arsenal inbound across the way in front of the cheering section. Inbound to Galloway. Galloway turns to raise the basket, and he traveled. Jensen will bring in a front court. He got a whistle on a timeout. Echo. Coach Campbell wants to work on some things in the preseason. 6:20 to go in the ball game. We'll be right back. The Irish are up 49-24 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live with 6:22 to go in the ball game, the season opener. And the Irish girls won the first game 48-20, and the Irish boys are firmly in control of this one, 49-24, against the Echo Cougars from south of the border in northeast Oregon. About an hour and 15-minute drive away. Sater drives in, goes up strong, shot won't go, but he's fouled. Echo on the Oregon Trail is Echo, Oregon. Eskel picks up the foul. Sather, who's attacked the basket hard all game long, the 5'10 senior, 8 points, will shoot two free throws with 6:06 to go in the ballgame. And a little wide right on that one. Got the backboard, but not the rim. So Devin will try again. This one's off the back. I'm going to go rebound Kelgard. To Eskel. To Galloway. Darrell pushing the front court. Finds Eskel wide, or Kelgard wide open down low, and he banks it in. Nice finish by Kelgard. Dominic's got 6 points. Darrell Galloway did a nice job finding him on the low block. Jensen to Tapo. Down low to Merceeg. Merceeg will kick it out for Jensen. He can't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. And the Irish will come the other way, leading 51-24. Darrell on the left wing to Eskel. Eskel drives in, dumped it down for Eskel, or for Kjellgaard, puts it in. Nice assist, excellent unselfish play for the Irish, and Kjellgaard, the beneficiary of Eskel's good court awareness. Dominic's got 8 points. Jensen banks with it off the glass with the left hand from 8 feet on the left side. Clay Jensen has his first basket. Inside to Eskel. Throws a pass into the middle, stolen by Mercier. 53-26 to Sales. Tapple up court to Jensen. Goes by Ariano on the baseline. Going to whistle on a foul. Away from the ball. Foul's going to be on Ariano on a holding foul. Chris Ariano. His first, fourth team foul on the Irish. Exactly 5 minutes left in the ballgame. The Irish will take on their second Oregon opponent when they travel the short trip to Mount Freewater and take on Mack High on Friday. Tapo between the circles. Galloway's on him. Dribbles to his left. Cut off. Kick it back out to Sather. Sather up top to Jensen. Jensen now over to Barrera, back to Tapo, shot clock at 12. Tapo spins in the lane, puts the tough runner up, won't go. Rebound, Ben Miedema. Hands it off to Galloway. Darryl surveys the floor. Very good man to have at the point guard. He sees the floor very well. Isaiah Standard and Joe Mason getting set to check in. Miedema tries to get to Galloway, stripped by Tapo down low. Wild pass in the front court. Jensen's going to save it, but right to Eskel. Now Galloway with it. He'll dribble down the right side. Now back out on the right wing. Long cross-court pass. Stolen by Jensen. Jensen, one-on-two, stripped by Galloway. Darryl gets it back. Darryl made a mistake, got the ball back. Then he throws it too long for Miedema, who saves it. Ball's loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Blue. Ragged sequence there. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Now a bunch of new white shirts check in for the Irish. Joe Mason. 6 foot sophomore is what they list Joe as, come in for the Irish. Isaiah Standard, also a 6 foot sophomore, checks in. Now Isaiah's a bit taller than Joe Mason, but according to the program, they're both listed at 6 foot. Interesting. Another shot missed by Eskel, rebound Darryl Galloway. I don't know, Joe's getting taller. Tyler Jacobson in the game, shoots from the corner, won't go. Rebound Tapo. 3:20 to go. Now to Sather. Sather will fire the three. He's got it. Devin becomes the second Cougar in double figures. So, Echo, the good news for them, they have outdone their season high of 19 by 10 points tonight. They scored 29. Lob inside from Galloway to Cole Miedema. Cole puts it up and in. Cole got six. 55-29 Irish. Tapo loses it, but it goes right to Sather. Sather with Standard on him. Standard's all over him. Sather put the ball on the floor, and Isaiah just didn't move his feet, just kind of hovered over him. Isaiah did not play basketball last year, I think. He's on the team this year, that's nice. Jensen, the freshman, comes out. And in the first time this game for the Cougars is Jimmy Dorn, a 5'7 sophomore. Get him out to Sather. He powers it up in front of Richmond and scores it. Sather keeps playing hard. He's got 13. 55-31. Richmond looks for the three. Barrera on him. He won't take it. Now Jacobson up top between the circles to Mason. Mason stripped by Tapo. Tapo's going to head the other way with it. Richmond shadowing him. Tapo can't hit the lane. Rebound Mason. Mason back to Mason back to Richmond. Knocked away by Tapo. Back to Mason. Tapo runs into Mason. Gotta love Danny Tapo's hustle, but he's going to pick up the foul there. Obviously, some issues for both teams, but the hustle for both clubs all game long has been excellent. You got to appreciate the effort. Cameron Richmond in the front court now, 2:14 to go in the game. Irish up 55-31. Richmond goes baseline, powers it up, shot won't go, rebound Sather. Cameron got a clear look at the rim, just put it up too strong. Sather the other way, triple team, swatted away by Richmond as he tried to pass it out. Here comes Cameron the other way. He's going to go hard to the hoop and score at this time. Cameron goes coast to coast after knocking it away from Sater. They are up 57-31. 1:45 to go. Tapo. Long three won't go. Rebound Standard. Standard gets it to Richmond. Richmond, Mason, Standard, Cole Miedemann, Tyler Jacobson on the floor for the Irish. Mason will fire three from the left wing and he's got it. And the crowd loves that. Joe Mason off the bench comes in and hits the three. 60-31 Irish. 1:20 to go in the ballgame. Tapo. Pass left corner for Dorn. Off his fingers and out of bounds. One 16 to go. Ryan Denning, 5'10 senior, will check in for Echo as Merstig, another senior, checks out. Cameron will bring it in the front court against the Echo man-to-man defense. Swing a left wing to Mason, gets tap on the air. Now he'll pull up from 17 off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip, Mason's got it back. Kicks it out to Jacobson. Jacobson will launch a three, in and out, stays out. Rebound stay there. Inside a minute now. Dorn will fire up a wild one. Won't go, rebound. Jacobson. Tyler will dribble up the right side. Chasing him is Tapo. Tyler will slow it down. Now get it to Richmond. Richmond fires a long three and banks it in. A little bit of just bombs away for the Irish right now. Cameron's halfway between the half-court circle and the top of the key. Just threw it up there and banked it in for his 20th point of the ballgame. 20 seconds left. Barrera on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound Standard. Now to Jacobson. Kevin Miedemann, Irish head coach, trying to get his Irish head coach tonight as Alan Griffin is absent from the bench tonight. And now Cameron Richmond will hold the ball and the clock will run out. The Sales will win their boys season opener 63-31. We'll be back with a happy totals on 100.7 FM KSSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0 0176.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
In our part of the country, we all depend on agriculture. What's good for agriculture is good for our local economy. We believe in agriculture and we make loans to support it. Always have and always will. Come talk to your local community bank loan officer to discuss your loan or operating line needs. Community Bank, local money working for local people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
A Badge and Toyota's 2013 clearance is on now with some of the best deals of the year. With every vehicle value priced, you're assured a great deal. And with 9 series featuring 0% for 60 months, there couldn't be a better time to buy. Check out the Prius C, 53 MPG City, 0% for 60 months, and priced starting under $21,000. Call or visit today or check out AbadgenToyota.com. Named UB's Best of the Best and Toyota President's Award winner. Abadgen Toyota Walla Walla, serving our community for over 30 years.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish boys went at 63-31. They are 1-0 on the young season. The 2013-2014 campaign is underway. The Echo Cougars fall to 0-4 on the season. They had some improvement offensively. Their season high coming in was only 19 points. They put up 31 in this ball game, so they're heading the right direction. They played hard, but the Irish did what you need to do. They got off to a fast start. The Irish were up 17-2 early in the first quarter as they outscored the Cougars 19-9 in that first quarter. Echo actually tried to keep it close, had it down to 7 points once. Late in the first quarter and early in the second quarter, Danny Tapo scored 12 first-half points, did the 5'8 junior, but the Irish held the Cougars to just 2 points in the third quarter, outscoring them 13-2 to put it way out of reach, 47-21, going into the final 8 minutes, and then bombs away for the Irish. They had a couple threes in the fourth quarter, outscored the Cougars 16-10 in the final 8 minutes. We'll be back with the individual totals and wrap things up. The Irish win at 63-31 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up here on a school night, the season opener for the Irish girls and boys, and all smiling faces. The Lady Irish win at 48-20. To drop the Echo Lady Cougars to 2-2, and the Irish boys win at 63-31, 1-0 for both the girls and the boys. Individual scoring totals for the boys contest. For Echo, they had only four players score. Jacob Mersteeg had two, Clay Jensen had two, and then two players in double figures. Devin Sater had 13 points, and Danny Tapo had 15 points for the Cougars' total of 31. They were 0-for-2 from the line in the fourth quarter, 3-for-6 from the free throw line for the game. For DeSales, Coach Miedema, Kevin Miedema stepping in for Alan Griffin tonight. Alan was serving that one-game suspension extending from having to exit the final game of last year in the district tournament with a couple of technical fouls. And so by rule, you have to sit out the next game, and that was the first game of this season. So Alan will be back on the bench Friday in Mount Freewater. But under Coach Miedema's tutelage, everybody got in a ball game. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different Irish scored in the contest. 3 points for Adam Eskel. 3 points for Joe Mason, the 6-foot sophomore. His first varsity action hit a three in that fourth quarter. 2 points for Chris Arellano. 5 points for Tyler Jacobson. 6 for Cole Miedema. 6 for Ben Miedema. So the Miedema brothers, Ben the senior, Cole the sophomore, combined for 12 points. 8 points for Dominic Kelgard off the bench. 10 points for Daryl Galloway. And 20 points for Cameron Richmond. He scored in every quarter, including that banked-in deep three right at the end of the ball game. The Irish did not shoot a free throw in the fourth quarter, ended up 4 of 8 from the free throw line for the game. Well, Tim Duncan named our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side as Claire Connolly, the 5'9 senior, 6 points and 9 rebounds. I'm going to go with Dominic Kelgard. I really liked his production off the bench. He played defense. He got rebounds. He scored it when he got the ball down low on inbounds plays in the offense or on offensive rebounds. So Dominic Kelgard, 6'1 junior, 8 points off the Irish bench, is our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. Well, we're underway. Got the broadcast under our belt. Great job, as always, back at the studio by Dan John. And thank you for listening along the way. And please patronize all of our great sponsors, because, of course, without them, we would not be able to bring these broadcasts on the air, whether it's football in the fall, basketball here in the winter, or baseball, softball, playoffs in late spring. So a big thank you to KHSS Radio for bringing the games on the air, and especially to our great sponsors. Hope you're having a blessed Advent season. And if you want to participate in Advent activities at Assumption or DeSales, every Monday at Assumption, we have an Advent lighting service at 8:30 in the morning, and then Mass on Wednesdays at 8:30. The sales has kind of a floating Mass schedule on Wednesdays and Advent prayer service as well. If you want information about the times at the sales, you can call 525-3030. So Advent season is in full force. The basketball season has started. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And until Friday, from Mount Freewater against Mackay, with the girls tipping off at 6 o'clock, this is Mike Steeves saying, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.